Saturday morning was very exciting for one group of archaeologists.
I was astounded. I woke up like many people and turned on my phone. And one of the very first things I saw was this story.
This is Eric Paler. He's a professor at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. And the story he saw was this. Researchers at the archaeological site of Pompeii announced the discovery of a ceremonial chariot that had been buried for almost 2,000 years. Paler's academic specialty is vehicles and traffic at Pompeii, so you can understand why he was so excited.
How do I describe it? How do I compare it? If many of the vehicles that I'd written about before and many of us think about are your standard station wagon or vehicle for taking the kids to soccer, this is a Lamborghini. This is an outright fancy, fancy car.
In other words, most carts, most chariots that they have found at Pompeii are utilitarian, plain. But this one is on a different level, he says. Perched atop four iron wheels is a seat. It could hold one or two people, and most special?
Along the edges and the sides, it's bedecked in plates of bronze that have been embossed and pressed with designs. Some of them are certainly figural. Some of them appear to be erotic as well.
The researchers at Pompeii say maybe that means it was used in wedding ceremonies.
Obviously, I wish I could get on a plane tomorrow and go see it.
Paler says uncovering this fancy decorative chariot right now is incredible. Among Pompeii history experts, one of the hottest topics is vehicles and infrastructure and how they intersect with society.
It is a perfect embodiment of the kinds of questions that we've been asking, and we probably couldn't have asked for a better example to come out of the ground.
Eric Paler of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Now, he admits he is biased. He has actually, after all, written a book titled The Traffic Systems of Pompeii. But he says this one's special.